Jam your hands together for King Jesus. Jam your hands together for King Jesus and look into the Bible, Revelations 20. Revelations 20 from verse 1 to 15, I read. Get your Bible, Revelation 20 from verse 1 to 15. Today, we are talking about a very radical topic that is to conclude our teaching on the end times for this week. And that topic is captioned, the death of Satan. That is the death of Satan. For everything that has a beginning has an end. Satan has troubled the nations from time immemorial, even from the beginning when God created Adam and Eve. But today, the Lord is going to be showing us that the devil himself has an end. The devil himself has an end. Revelations 20. We have started this series. We've looked on the church falling away from the truth. We've looked on the tribulation rapture of the church. We've talked about the Antichrist, the temple rebuilding. We have talked about the judgments of God beginning to fall upon the earth. That is the judgments and all of them. The battle of Armageddon, the second coming of Christ. We've looked at the millennial reign of Christ. The other items we've not looked at is the battle of Gog and Magog, the great white throne judgment, and how that all things will be made new. If you are here today for the first time in this teaching, we have begun this series from the first Thursday in this month of June. So this is the teaching inspired by the Spirit of God. And today, this one we are looking at today, we call it the death of Satan. Revelation 20 from verse 1. Journey with me as I read. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Look into your Bible wherever you are listening to this message. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Satan will be bound for 1,000 years because the millennial reign of Jesus Christ will see no iniquity. It will see no unrest. Disease will go on permanent leave. Sin will not be available. Jesus will rule in peace because he's called the Prince of Peace. We call him the soon coming King because he's coming soon to reign on the earth from his seat in Jerusalem. And now the word of the Lord is telling us that an angel will bound Satan for 1,000 years. Jesus will not have the time to bind Satan because he's not his match. Just an angel will handle that matter. God was too big to have issues with Satan. He sent Michael. Michael defeated Satan and casted him down to the earth. So I want us to know that an angel will bind Satan 1,000 years. Three. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, and that he should deceive the nations no more. Satan will deceive the nations no more. That is what the word of the Lord is saying. He said till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, until the millennial reign will end, Satan will have no power to deceive the nations. He said, and after that, he must be loosed a little season. After the millennial reign, Satan will be released. Look into your Bible. I'm not here to tell you fairy tales. Today, this topic will be very brief and precise because we are going to be taking questions and answers. So whatever question you have prepared from the first of this meeting, you feel free to ask it. We are talking about the death of Satan, the archenemy of the world, the archenemy of the church, the archenemy of all that is called good and righteous. Look at verses 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received this mark upon their forehead or in their right hand. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. That is in the millennial reign in Jerusalem, where Christ is going to reign from. Like I told us, Zechariah 14 talked about Jesus coming back. And when he's coming back, his leg is stepping directly on Mount Olive. Mount Olive is the same mountain he took his flight from when he transfigured into heaven. That was the place that the disciples surrounded him. And as he was going, the angels of the Lord came to the disciples, saying, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye and gaze? That this same Jesus whom you have seen, the same way he was taken, that is the same way he is coming." And as he is coming directly that same spot his flight took off, in Mount Olive. And Zechariah 14 said, as his leg is stepping on Mount Olive, Mount Olive cannot stand. So the mountain has to tear apart, because he's coming to reign as the king. The Bible said, "And all they that lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Look at verse 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. 6. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power." There is something called the second death. Any man that dies today has not died finished. Nobody has completely died. There is something called the second death, and we are going to see it in the Bible. Look into your Bible, please. "And on such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and they shall reign with him 1,000 years. These 1,000 literal years, physical reigning, not spiritual. They will reign in Jerusalem. Jesus will reign 1,000 years. That's what they call the millennial reign. Millennium means 1,000. Look at verse 7. "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to the battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea." If you do some exposition into this scripture, you will observe something. In the reign of Christ, it was ordained to be a reign of peace, and Satan should have no legal right to come to the earth, because he is banned for 1,000 years. But the Bible here now said, when the 1,000 years is finished, Satan will be released to come and tempt the nations. The question is, who are the people Satan is coming to tempt? Mind you, time constrained us on so many affairs, but we talked about many of these things. Jesus is coming back. Jesus himself is coming back with all his saints. And the Bible said, even what? Even you. I hope you remember. Somebody say, even me. Jude testified of that. Zechariah testified of that. He's coming with thousands and thousands of his saints, even you that is reading. The word of God was very prophetic about that. So as Jesus is coming, his saints are coming, there will be those that did not receive the mark of the beast on earth. And there will be the Jews also that he came to liberate. And that liberation, he liberated them during the Armageddon battle. The Armageddon is the kind of battle of good over evil. Armageddon, I explained last time, Armageddon is a conjunction of two words, Amma and Megiddo. Megiddo is the mountain, the Amma is like a hill. Rather, Megiddo is the area. So Armageddon means the hill of Megiddo. Is somebody here? And we looked into the scripture last time. So what I want you to know is that on that same spot, Jesus comes. So Jesus, all the saints, the Jews, and the other people that did not receive the mark of the beast. But mind you, the saints are not coming with mortality. This corruptible shall put on incorruption. Mortality shall put on what? Immortality. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he testified of that. So they shall be like him, because the body will be changed. They shall resemble Jesus, not even angels. So the word of God is talking here that after 1,000 years, Satan is released. Look into the scripture. Let's investigate this. If Satan is released after 1,000 years, who then is he going to deceive? The Bible said the saints, in terms of marriage, they are compared like the angels who are not given to marriage in heaven. Are you getting me? In heaven, we cannot be married. Hello? Yes. It's in the word of God. We cannot marry in heaven. all those passions will not be there. We are the bride of Christ. We are married to Jesus himself, the Lamb. So the thing now is, as we are coming back with immortality. We are not coming back with a body that is corruptible. Are you seeing? So the thing is, who are the people Satan will deceive? Don't forget, there are some people that remain on the earth. As they remain, they will begin to multiply. They will begin to give birth to children, generations upon generations. For that 1,000 years, they cannot die. Remember, Methuselah lived about 900 and something years, isn't that? Yes. So these people will bring forth a generation that may want to question the lordship of the Messiah. If you go deep into Zechariah 14, he talked about those who will not come to Jerusalem to worship the king. He said they shall receive no rain. He said they will put on a belt round about their waist, written holiness unto the Lord. Study Zechariah 14, you will see that. They will put it on, written holiness unto the Lord. They will always come to Jerusalem to worship. When they are worshiping the Messiah. They are seeing him face to face. Is somebody listening? Now look into the scriptures. 7, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. 8, and he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the multitude of whom is as the sand of the sea. Satan will deceive people. The people he will deceive, they are not the same that came with Jesus from heaven, because those ones, their salvation is finally sealed, because they have been clothed, they have received clothation. Hello? This message I'm ministering today is not as a result of chance, but it's as a result of careful diligence. The Lord has ministered this thing to us. Today I am very careful that I'm going to take just a very little time, and everybody will ask questions. What I want us to know is that the Lord has confirmed this message to me. That was on Monday. I had a vision, and that vision I had, I've never had such a vision. Look up here. I've never had such a vision before. That was on Monday. I've had revelations where the rapture took place, and some people did not go, and I was behind. I was seeing how the Antichrist was carrying out his activities and that. But on Monday, I had a different type of revelation. I stood, and all of a sudden, a trumpet blasted. And when the trumpet blasted, a force was taking me from the ground. As the force was taking me, I saw myself halfway in the sky. And I saw some persons who were rounded. Then I saw my skin, my flesh, began to pull out of my body. My flesh was pulling out, my clothes dropped. I was just watching, and my body put on what was like glass. This Monday, before the presence of God, my body, I've never had that kind of revelation before. My body put on something like glass. I saw everybody around me, they were shining like crystal. And I looked down, I saw people that were related to me. I said, these people did not go. And there was great pandemonium on the earth. He said that the blast of the trumpet, they which are dead will rise first, and we which are alive shall be caught up with them, and forever we shall be with the Messiah. I saw this thing that Paul talked about, mortality putting on immortality, corruption putting on incorruption. It cannot die again. This body is too finite. It cannot touch divine glory. No flesh will stand in his presence. The flesh fell, and we met the Messiah. And in that revelation, it was very few persons. Were very few. Very few. If you think rapture is a doctrine, if you think rapture is a human ideology or human tradition, you are missing out. It will happen. It will happen. The word of God talked about it. The Bible may not have literally called the word rapture, but Paul talked about our catching away, our going, our movement. Look at 9. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, all that Satan deceived, and compassed this camp of the saint about. They compassed the beloved city, Jerusalem,
where Jesus is reigning literally. It will be his capital to rule over the world. And he rules with an iron scepter of righteousness. With a scepter of righteousness, they shall compass the city round about.
Satan will deceive these people so that they will destroy Jesus and the saints. Look at this. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Fire came, literal fire, and devoured them.
Look at them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. This one is not hellfire. I said before, hellfire is prelim, it's pre-degree. Hellfire is awaiting trial. You've not entered prison. Hellfire even has a destiny. We are journeying. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are. Don't forget, we said it last time, that the beast, which is the Antichrist and the false prophets, they are launching the lake of fire before Satan. I hope you remember. The Antichrist will even commit a sin that Satan has not committed. Jesus spoke in Matthew 24:15. He said, you will see the abomination of desolation stand in the holy place. That same temple, David's temple, that Solomon temple in Jerusalem, where Jesus will rule from, the Antichrist will come there. He will raise an image, a statue of himself. The Bible called it an abomination that causes desolation, sacrilege. Heaven will quake and the wrath of God will begin, the angels with the trumpets. They will begin to, when the angel blow, pump, 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 this judgment. And we saw locusts that had power to sting like scorpions. Did we see that? Yes. The Antichrist and the false prophet enters into the lake of fire before Satan. And the devil that deceived them, that same devil tormenting the human race, that same devil deceiving nations and kings and tribes and tongues, he was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets were already. They launched the place before Satan. And they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. This is the literal death of Satan. This is the end of all that is called evil. 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. The heaven here is not a heaven where God dwells. Talking about the firmament. And the earth, the land, fled away. There was found no place for them. 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, both great and small, old and young, stand before God. The books were open. Another book was open. The dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books. The books was open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. There is the book of works. There is the book of life. If your name is in the book of works, you did charity, you gave your money to the poor, you did all the good you can do, you loved your neighbor, but then you did not have salvation in Jesus Christ, your name will not be in the book of life. Some persons may have good works, but yet their name is not in the book of life. Books were open, another book is open. And the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books according to their works. 13. And the sea gave up the dead, and death and hell gave up the dead which were in them. Are you seeing hell is giving up those that are in it? Because hell is not the final judgment. Hello? I'm not reading the dictionary. I'm reading the Holy Bible. You have any translation, we get down into this. And the sea gave up dead which were in them, and death and hell gave up the dead which were in them. And every man was judged according to his what? Works. And death and hell were cast into where? The lake of fire. And this is the second death. That is the second death. Hell will vomit everybody that has been in it. Say, come and face the king. It's called the white throne judgment. Nations will tremble. Duarte, the president of Philippines. He said God is a stupid God. I hope, did we hear that statement? The president of Philippines, he made a statement this week that God is stupid. He literally insulted God before his nation. Masses, Illuminatis, and Oboni, all these higher occults that are the empowered men to rule over nations. All those men they empowered, they were presidents. They will stand before the white throne judgment. If Obama does not repent, Obama will stand. And he will tell God who sent him on assignment to be legalizing homosexualism in every country he goes. They will stand, then go peace. Hell will say, I am not worthy to judge you. Oya, come. And hell will vomit them. Before the white throne judgment, who can stand? Paul said, knowing the terror of his judgment, will persuade men to repent. The white throne judgment. The white throne judgment is not for the believer. It's the bema seat of Christ, where we'll be judged according to our works. Paul talked about that in 1 Corinthians 3. This judgment is terrible. Here we vomit everything. Look at 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast eternally into the lake of fire. A lake is like a river. It has a water texture. Liquid fire. Forever and ever. If anybody came and brought a doctrine to you and told you that hell one day will end, and the people, rather, all the people that have died in sin, one day their memory will be no more and they will not be remembered again, they will just end, it is a lie. He said it's forever and never. A billion years, eternity has not started. Verse 10 is the death of Satan. Satan that is troubling the nations, his end is coming one day. And may you not die with Satan. He said, may you not die with Satan. May we not die with Satan. Isaiah 14 talked about, we don't have time, I'm going to take questions now. He talked about what will happen. He said, they will look at Satan. They say, you that trouble the nations, are thou also become as weak as we? They will ask him. Let me show you something in Isaiah 14. Isaiah talked about the rebellion of Satan to the government of Elohim in heaven, and how that iniquity was found in him, and God took him down. And God took him down. Look at verses 15 to 16. And yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the size of the pit. 16. They that shall see thee shall narrowly look upon thee. Look at what it means to narrowly. Even those men of old that Satan deceived, they will look at him narrowly. Look at it. Saying, consider this, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? Is this the man that shook kingdoms? 17, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners, and thou also become like us, become weak as us. They will ask him that question. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. Look at verse 10. All they shall speak and say unto thee, and thou, Lucifer, also become weak as we, and thou also become like unto us. The devil that is empowering men today, you will see that the devil has no strength. The devil has no strength. God is the beginning and the end of all things. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So, the imminent coming of Jesus is real. It's not a fairy tale. The judgments that will come upon the earth is real. It's not a fairy tale. The rapture is real, not a fairy tale. And Jesus is coming again. May the Lord find us worthy. May the Lord find us worthy to stand before Him. In Jesus' precious name. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, Emmanuel Christ.
Why, Lord, not dost thou art God early? Do not pass me by. Savior, 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 hear my humble cry. Hear my humble cry. Why, Lord, not dost thou art God early? Okay, I got a suggestion here, and he said, sir, can we take the questions tomorrow at the vigil? I think I will agree to that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I agree to that. We will have time. Please, we are not afraid of the questions. Maybe those people that are witnessing for Jehovah, not for Jesus Christ, they may have taught you some things. Come and ask questions. Hello? Come and ask questions. We are using the Bible and we are not afraid. So, and the Lord will help us to answer the questions. Amen? Are we okay with that? So, what we are saying is not things our mind conceived. It's not the doctrine of man. But this is the end. Like I told us before, the day the rapture will happen is not the end. Many people will miss from the act, and CNN will bring reports. Some aliens invaded the earth, and some people were taken. We cannot find them. Do not panic. And that's what they call damage control. They will make people to feel at peace that nothing is happening. The new world order, they know about this thing, so they are preparing. When they're flying away, will happen. So they are prepared for the way to follow the world. They will make people know that it's not even the rapture. That some aliens invaded the earth. Hello? There's something they call UFOs, unidentified flying objects. UFOs is, all those things are not real. If there is any UFO, it's a demon. They say there are some entities living in some other planet. They invaded the earth, this and that. They will tell you that they came to steal humankind, steal some people, so don't panic. And they are going to bring security. The Bible says, when you shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon the earth. So they will come to deceive people that it's not the rapture. Hello? They will deceive the world. They will deceive the world. That nothing. Chris Brown, the American singer, that was over 8 years now or 10 years, he sang a song, he's the fallen angel. They have taught them in Illuminati that Satan of a truth in heaven, God cast him down. But Satan has told these people that he's going to fight again, that they are going to defeat God this time around. So Chris Brown sang that song, he's the fallen angel sent from heaven up above. He said, I will amend her wings and will fly again into heaven, and we shall defeat the Most High. You are not getting what is happening. Illuminati, they have satanic audacity that they are going to conquer God one day. Hello? That is what is happening. They are even anticipating for the rapture to happen so that they will rule over the earth. The new world order. If you've not heard of the agenda of the new world order, they said they want to depopulate the earth by one third of the earth dying. They want to end the world. New world order. Google in your phone, type new world order agenda. The first agenda is to depopulate the earth. They say the earth is too populated. HIV, Ebola, Zika virus, these things, they are inventions. Hello? Zika virus till today is known, it's Bill Gates that started that. And most of these things, they come to experiment it first of all in Africa. They are looking for some virus that can just erase countless of people as they go. Hello? And that is one of these Abaddon, Apollyon, these demons of destruction that are entering this man to do this thing. So
before the end will come. But the thing is, when the Son of Man come, will you be found naked? That is the question.
See Revelation 15. Let me show you something. Revelation 16, 15. Revelation 16, 15. Behold,
behold means look proper. I come as a thief. Jesus is saying, behold, I come as a thief.
Blessed is he that watcheth.
Thief will not tell you that they are coming on a particular day. They take it unawares. You are just sleeping. Maybe you see the door open or banging. They don't inform you. Jesus is saying, I'm coming. I will not inform you.
Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. That's what Jesus is saying.
Lest
he walks naked, keep his garment.
What is the garment? Revelation 19:7. Now let us rejoice and be glad and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride hath made herself ready.
Somebody say ready.
For to her was given to be clothed in fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. Right standing with God. Righteousness. Which bride will you see on her wedding day? Will go to the altar naked? The groom will even reject her. Which bride will you see on a wedding day? Will wear a wedding gown and pour oil, bread oil all over, and will stand? The other will be looking. What is this? Everybody will be looking at her. Hello? Behold, I come as a thief in the night. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his what? Garment. Somebody said, I will keep my garment. What is the condition of your garment? Have you stained it with oil, with sin everywhere? Jesus cannot marry you like that. The church is the bride of Jesus Christ. For her was given to be clothed in fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. It's not the groom that will come and dress the bride. The groom will give the bride all the resources. He has given us every resource for us to live. He said the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldliness, we should live righteously and sober in this present world. Not in the world to come, in this world. We can live without worldly compromise. That's what Jesus is saying. If you're living in worldly compromise, your garment will be stained, and the bridegroom will not recognize you. Remember the story of the virgins. These ones were wise, these ones were foolish. Their candle was not on because they had no oil. Their oil was dried. The rapture, once it happens, it has happened. Once you miss it, you have missed it. The Lord is confirming this message by that revelation he gave to me on Monday. Ever since I got born again, I've not had that kind of revelation. It was so real. I saw my flesh going out. It was peeling. It was like in the speed of light. And my body changed to glass. I was like, what? And a force was pulling me. It was going up. And I looked up. I saw many people that were even close to me. I don't want to start mentioning. They were back. I was like, this person did not come. And in the air, we were few. Jesus is strive to enter. Many will seek to enter, but will not be able to enter because of carelessness. The question is, wherever you are listening to this message, what has hindered your relationship with God? What has stopped you from giving glory to God? He said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For you have created all things, and they are for your pleasure. Revelation 4, the last verse. God created you for his pleasure. So if you're not giving him pleasure, then what's the use? May our life from today begin to give him pleasure. In the name of Jesus. The death of Satan is imminent. Revelation 12:11 says, rejoice, all you heavens, and mourn, you inhabitants of the earth. For Satan is come upon thee, having great wrath, knowing that his time is short. His time is short. The time is short. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Say, blood of Jesus, wash my garment. Your race is not my race. Ask God that the blood of his atonement, that the blood of Jesus will wash you clean. I will not pray this prayer for you. You pray for yourself. You may not hear this message everywhere you go. This is an opportunity to dive into the well of the blood of the Son of God. Dive into the fountain and ask that you be washed clean. Oh, precious Jesus, wash us clean by your blood. By your blood, wash us clean. Wash us clean. Wash us clean. Wash us clean. Leke de balagada. Leke de balagada. Leke de balagada galagada. You are hearing the ancient words. These are the ancient words of God. These are not human. This is not human theology. This is not human philosophy. These are the ancient words that can wash you. Ancient word has come. Ancient word is ever true. Say, Lord, wash me. Wash me. Somebody is not praying. Say, Jesus, wash my garment. Wash my garment. I don't want to see shame. I want to dwell with you. I want to dwell with you. Oh, oh Lord, I pray you wash me with your blood. And I want to reign with you. I want to reign with you. Oh Lord, wash my garment. Wash me whiter than snow. I want to reign with you. I want to reign with you. Oh Lord, wash my garment. Wash me and make me clean. Jesus to give you a new garment. 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 Jesus' precious name, we pray. Wherever you are standing, listening to me. In Jesus' name. Look directly. I want to read the word. Revelation 21 from verse 1. It said, and I saw a new heaven, a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be my people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. For, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true. These words are faithful. The words you have heard, they are true. They are faithful. They are not story. They are not to make merchandise and take your money away from you. These words are true. They are faithful. This is a generation you may not hear the true and the faithful words of God. A prophet may come to you and tell you how that he bought his shoe for $1,000. How does that have to do with your salvation? Jesus is saying what you heard today, they are true. They are faithful. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and there he shall be my son. From verse 23, he said, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon. The sun is useless. The moon is useless to shine in this city. For the glory of God did lighten this city, and the lamp is the light thereof. Jesus will give us light. Jesus is the source of the strength of the sun. And the nations of them which were saved shall all walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. 25, and the gates of it shall not be shut day nor night. There shall be no night there, and they shall bring glory and honor to the nations into it. 27, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. Even the little lies we tell, there is no white lie, no black lie. Whatsoever worketh or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
God, through his servant Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 469360 or +234 8080 620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Hear the fullness of God awaits you.